Well, what I'm going to do is to read some of my own poems for perhaps about 3/4 of an hour. And I should say at the end of that, if any of you would like to ask me questions, please do. I'm quite used in England to doing a sort of reading which ends with questions, and I shan't be at all put out, however antagonistic and searching they are. I tend to write, I am told by critics, two kinds of poem by and large. On the one hand, a sort of a light-hearted, frivolous, rather jokey sort of poem, which hopefully reads quite well aloud. And on the other hand, a sort of fairly intense, serious, personal poem. I think of the connection between these as being very much one through form and structure, which to a considerable degree very much obsesses me as a writer. I shan't tell you before I read them which ones I think are the light, jokey ones and which the intense, serious ones. Work that out for yourselves. I'll begin with a poem from my last book, The Night of Stones, which is called Marshall. Is there anybody called Marshall in the audience? Either first or second name would do. Shout out, "I am Marshall," if there is. Nobody shouts. Nobody ever shouts, you know. I've read this poem now about 4 times in America and about 44 times in England, and I always ask this question, and there's never anybody called Marshall. It's amazing. The name is clearly dying out. You wouldn't think so. I mean, Marshall McLuhan and General Marshall, you'd think the place would be full of Marshalls, but not so. Anyway, why the poem is called Marshall is quite unclear. Everything else about it, I think, is fairly clear. Marshall. It occurred to Marshall that if he were a vegetable, he'd be a bean. Not one of your thin, stringy green beans, or your dry, marbly, berlotti beans. No, he'd be a broad bean. A rich, nutritious, meaningful bean. Alert for advantages, inquisitive with potatoes, mixing with every kind and condition of vegetable, and a good friend to meat and lager. Yes, he'd leap from his huge rough pod with a loud popping sound into the pot, always in hot water and out of it, with a soft heart inside his horny carapace. He'd carry the whole world's hunger on his broad shoulders, green with best butter or brown with gravy. And if some starving Indian saw his flesh bleeding when the gas was turned on or the knife went in, he'd accept the homage and prayers and become a god and die like a man, which, as things were, wasn't so easy. Well, that's Marshall.